everybody. This is episode 404 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Pugnez, and I don't have that much to talk about, but I do want to talk about a few emails I got because they were kind of amusing to me. So I'm going to get on that right off the bat, and then I'll cover a few indie games. Just a few. A little, just a smidgen of a few. A tidbit of a smidgen of a few. Anywho, so I got some emails from, I think one is some Kickstarter author person who I don't know how they got my contact info or whatever, but they sent me three emails. No, four, because one just came today at 11:15 a.m. So here's the first one, and these are actually addressed to my official podcast email, which is psp@pixelatedsausage.com, which I never give out, and no one ever uses. But it's from wearewannabepress.com, and the email is russell@wannabepress.com, if you want to talk to them. So, and they address me as Large. So they think my name is Large for some reason. Obviously, it is some kind of just regular, what is it called? A form. And they just plugged in that name, however they got it. I don't know where that email is available somewhere with the name Large attached to it. But here's the first email. And the subject is, woohoo! Hi, Large. Woohoo! You're still here. I'll be honest, I didn't know what to expect when I sent that email. That email doesn't exist. They never sent any email before this one. After all, who the heck am I to send an email to you out of the blue? That's ballsy. On top of that all, I was asking you to check out a book, maybe even give me money. And yet, here you are. I'm not here. I'm nowhere near wherever the hell you are. That is awesome. As a reward, I'm going to give you this book, which I almost never give away for free, to you! For free! And there's a link to the book, which is titled My Father Didn't Kill Himself. Great book, I'm sure. No sign-up, no opt-in, nothing. Just a free book, because you're just that amazing. And don't forget, you can check out the first chapter of Pixie Dust, the Kickstarter I emailed you about. You didn't. Absolutely free as well. Links to that. Take a couple of days. Chill out. If you're still here, then you'll get another email and even more free books and comics. 7 to be exact, including the first issue of 4 of my comic books. Thanks for hanging in there, Russell. P.S. No pressure, but just in case you want to check out that Kickstarter leak, here you go. There's a link to the Kickstarter. So that's email number one. Number two, free books is the subject. Hi, Large. You're a cool person. Did you know that? Why? Because you heard all of the weirdness on my website or in person or wherever we met, and he still signed up despite the warning signs. And that makes you cool in my book. Am I actually in your book? Because then I will support it if you put me in your book. Now you're going to get some of my favorite books absolutely free. I think they are cool, and I hope you do too. Click on the blue to download. Then there's Pixie Dust number 1, Ichabod Jones number 1, Katrina Hates the Dead number 1. I hope that's not about whatever. Paradise number 1, White Rabbit, Spaceship Broken, Sell Your Soul, Making Great Content, Soccer. Oh, I love that one. It's just called Soccer. That's a great book. Great title. I approve of that, Russell. Now you'll be dropped in my emails. All right, blah blah blah. Let's see what the third email is, because I didn't actually read this one. Hi, Large. Pixie Dust is now going into its third week, and it's still kicking ass. I know you are probably sick of hearing about it, but I'm not sick of launching it yet. I just love this book so much. Did you see the proof yet? Didn't you even know we got a proof? Well, we did. Check it out. And now there's a picture of it. Doesn't actually look terrible, but I still don't give a shit about any of this stuff. Oh, and there's more freebies! Otherworlds Free Sci-Fi Collection, Thrilling Halloween Book Funnel, fall fantasy book funnel. Oh my God, there's all this free shit. How does he make any money if he just keeps giving away all his shit for free to people who don't want it? Then, finally, the email that I got today. Hi, Large. I was going to wait until tomorrow to send out this email, but amazingly, I woke up and we are only $400 from unlocking our first scratch goal for the Pixie Dust campaign. What? I thought it would take another day to get within striking distance, and yet here we are right now. Ooh, here's another link to it. Do you know what our first stretch goal is by any chance? It's a good one. If we hit $20,000, man, they're this supported and they're this annoying. I don't feel good about that. Blah, 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 blah. You get all this for free just for helping get over the hump today. Plus an awesome additional Octa story and amazing book. If you want all this free stuff, now is the time to pull the trigger. Here's the link. Hope you dig it, Russell. So, yeah. I should probably click the unsubscribe here link. But I never trust those on emails, especially emails I never signed up for. So, that's Russell. But now there's another one. Also, I won a Virgin Mobile thing, apparently, a first prize in this concert that takes place on the weekend of November 4th. So I get a free two tickets to that and a night in the Virgin Hotel and a Fossil smartwatch. If I choose to accept it. And then here we go. This is from Eric Carroll. So, this is an email about putting some sponsored content on the site. Hey, quick question. I hope everything is going well on your end. Smiley face. My name is Eric, and I'm on the content team at CloudWords. I just finished going through your article here, and then he links to my review of The Raven Legacy of a Master Thief, which was a PS, I think it was a Xbox Live Arcade, Steam, PSN title, but it's from a very long time ago. Thanks for the resource, he says. My colleague Ritika recently put together a pretty comprehensive piece on cloud storage for photographers. This really is good information for anyone in this realm. There is a ton of information out there. Our guide was designed to cut through the noise a bit. Post is here, links to the post. Would you consider linking it into the article of yours I mentioned above? I saw you link to, and then he links to store.playstation.com, because there was a link there for the game, in there, so I figured I'd see if you'd like to link to mine as well. Perhaps your visitors find it helpful, because players of that game, that adventure game, point-and-click adventure, also need cloud storage for all their photographs. But hey, it's up to you. Thanks. P.S. I respect the relationship you have with your readers. I wouldn't ask you to link to anything I didn't think was excellent resource for you guys. Except for you didn't pay attention to what the hell the post is. You're just some freaking... Something like this, I just don't understand. You think maybe they'd be looking for content that in some way has some mention of photography or something. But I don't know. I don't want to even click the link. They linked to my thing and their thing. And then he emails again to see about if I saw his crap or whatever. I want to see this review though. And I just want to see if there's anything in it about photos or photography. Control F photo. Nope, there's not even F. No, F. PHOT. That doesn't exist in the review anywhere. But just so you know, The Raven, Legacy of a Master Thief, PSN and PC, $30 or PC, $25, probably much cheaper now. You shouldn't pick it up because I gave it 2 out of 5 sausages. So, there. If nothing else, out of all this email crap, you've come away with the knowledge that you should not buy this old PS3/PC game, which came out, I don't know, but the review is January 2014. So, yeah. That was exciting, wasn't it? Thank you, Russell and Eric. Eric, I have to say, after Russell, you're kind of boring. But I'm going to delete your email. Same for you, Russell. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Cuatro. Delete. Okay. So, moving on to what I actually wanted to talk about, which was a few games. So, I played a bit of this game, Earth Atlantis, which is a Switch game. And I don't know if it's available on any other platform. It might be available on Steam as well, but I don't think it is. But it is $14.99 and available on the Switch now. And it is a side-scrolling shooter where you are this little submarine and you're in this open-ish world. It's sort of like a Metroidvania type of game where certain areas are locked until you defeat bosses or whatever. And then they will unlock and you will be able to reach new places and fight other bosses. And from what I can tell, because there are two modes, quest mode and I believe hunter mode. And I think I have to beat quest mode to unlock hunter mode. But I'm not really going to do that because the way the game is set up is that you have a starting point. You have your basic ship in the beginning. You'll unlock other ones as you progress or something or other. And you defeat just regular enemies while going through the areas. And they will be dropping health if you're need of health. And they will also drop little power-up things, which will give you more projectiles and whatnot. And then there are also little boxes and barrels in the water that will drop certain power-ups like homing missiles, regular missiles, these little like bouncy and ball bomb things, electricity. And those will just also start coming out of your little ship as you collect more of them. And if you collect a different power-up, then you will lose the one you have. You can't stack them. But if you keep collecting the same power-up, they will stack on them, and so you can have one homing missile, then two, three, etc. And so the way the game is set up is that you have your starting point, and then you have certain bosses, essentially, big ships or creature-esque things or ship-like creatures that you have to defeat. And once you defeat them, an area will open up. And you just keep doing this, you will come across new starting points, little checkpoint type things as you progress as well. But the problem with the game is that if you die, you lose everything. So all those power-ups and everything, you lose. The progress you've made in terms of killing certain bosses will remain, but all that power you had will be gone. Not for good, because if you keep killing enemies, you can rebuild your power. I'm not sure if where you collected certain of the special powers, like homing missiles, etc., will be back there and able to be gotten, because I did not care enough to look for them. But it just makes the game real frustrating, and it also makes me want to just start all over completely if I die, because I don't see the point in starting at a new starting point completely powerless and then taking on a boss that just killed me with way less power, because that's what I have to do. It's like playing Dark Souls if when you died, you lost all your experience and all your levels and all the progress you've made in building your character, and you just have to start all over. So it might be more akin to games like Spelunky and whatnot, but it would also be like going into those types of games in the further, harder levels, having lost all the items and whatnot you collected. So I just think that is a bit of a design flub. But it could be corrected because I think the publisher told me that they are working on some things, some of the things that people have been critical of about the game, and it'll be updated sometime soon, hopefully, which will be good, but I'm not sure exactly what will be fixed or adjusted, because one of the other issues, and I think this is part of the problem that makes me not want to keep playing or go back to it, is that the balance with bosses is a bit messed up. For the most part, even if you don't have a lot of power, you can defeat a boss and it'll just take you a lot longer to do so, because with most bosses, you can just figure out their pattern, their ways of attacking, and dodge them and their attacks pretty easily and just wear them down, even if you don't have a whole lot of firepower at that point. But then there are certain bosses, and the one that keeps killing me is the first, I would say, overpowered boss, and it's this giant squid, I'd say. It's not an octopus. I think it's more of a squid. Ship-like metallic squid, which fires a bunch of, I believe, homing missiles at you, little homing missiles, but also one of its tentacles rises from the ground every time you get low enough for it to trigger. And if that hits you, it's an instant kill. It's not just a significant amount of damage. It just kills you immediately. And that is frustrating because it has a great tendency of hitting you. The likelihood of it hitting you is fairly high. And if you don't have some kind of weapon that can attack and hit the squid without you being directly on its side, so you can't really hit it with your general projectiles, you're pretty much screwed, because you have to, if you want to hit it with your regular guns, you have to get low enough where the tentacle can hit you, and you really can't just move back and forth and avoid it that way. So, and the fact that it's a one-hit kill, and then you're dead, and you lose everything you've earned up to that point, makes it incredibly frustrating to then just to realize that, okay, well, now I have to get all these power-ups back by just defeating these boring enemies for an extended period of time. And if you can recollect those various special powers, then you just have to do all that again. And then you would have to go on back to that boss and try it again. And if you die in one hit again, you just have to do it all over again. And that's not fun. So depending on what the changes are, I might go back to it. But in its current state, I can't recommend it, because I just think it's not balanced well. And even disregarding that, I just don't think the base gameplay is that fun. It's okay, but I didn't love it. You're just shooting. You hold down the shoot button all the time. Yeah, the special powers, they just automatically go out as you're shooting your regular projectile. So you just have a shoot button and then a turn button, which flips your switch. So you can aim in left, in the, you know, you can switch between shooting in the left direction or right direction. Eventually, as you build up and gain more power-ups, you'll be able to shoot from both directions. But yeah, it just needs some tweaking. And also, visually, it doesn't look too bad. A lot of people love the visuals. It has a very sketchy vibe to it, but it has a very muted sepia tone color to it. And I find that to be, while nice at first, I just found that to get old real fast. And I just wish it was either a little bit more colorful, had some bits of color in it, or was just purely black and white. I don't know if it's just me, but sepia tone in abundance is really just draining, or it just looks very, it has the least amount of pop of any type of visual style. But maybe that is just me and only me. So that is Earth Atlantis, available on the Nintendo Switch for $14.99. And like I said, in its current state, can't recommend it, but hopefully I'll hear back from my contact when the update is live or soon to be live, and I will go back to it and find that they've fixed my biggest issues with it, and maybe I'll be able to recommend it then. And then after that, just want to talk quickly about Light Apprentice, which I got a code for a day or two ago, and it just really piqued my interest because it's this sort of very casual-ish RPG point-and-click adventure hybrid with choose-your-own-adventure bits in it. So the way it works, just from my like 45 minutes of playing, I just finished the first chapter. That's all I've done in the game so far. It has a very cartoony style to it, with thick lines. The cutscenes and all that have a very sort of colored pencil with thick lines to it. And very colorful as well. Okay writing. Fine enough story. But the way it's structured is that they have these sort of cutscenes that come about via comic book style with panels and all that. And you'll get bits of story. They'll show little dialogue bubbles and whatnot. And then here and there you'll get choices whether you're like, there's a slime that appears. And I chose to approach it because I thought it looked cute. And it was cute for a second, but then it got violent. And I could have attacked it at that point. But I chose to approach it, and then I later was able to either attack it or run away from it. So you have some kind of very superficial choices to make, at least in the very beginning. I hope those get more elaborate and more meaningful as the game progresses. And then the way the actual gameplay is set up is that you have these little environments. I'm trying to think of what else. So you have these basic screens where you can just click around and there will be things that you can collect or things that you can interact with to open up other areas. And then enemies in certain environments, which you click on them and then you start a battle with them. And it's a basic RPG thing where you have defend, attack, various skills. It's a very basic RPG turn-based combat system, which is fine. It's not the greatest system out there, and the animations aren't the best, but I'm hoping that it gets better as I play more of it, because I really have only played a little bit of it, but I do like the look of it. I like the choice aspect in it, and the combat is decent enough, but it does... I am a bit concerned that it might just be a very, very, very shallow experience. But hopefully, as I play more, it'll get a bit deeper and the story will grab me more, which is the biggest thing that needs to happen. But it's currently, I think, still in early access, but launching in early November. So yeah, keep your eye on that. It's on Steam. That's where I'm playing it. Available on both Windows and Mac, and it's only $10. And from what I played of the first chapter, I think there's probably a decent amount of content in there, a good amount of hours for the money, though they may increase the price after it officially launches. Not sure about that. Another problem I have with it, though, is that it only saves the game at designated points, and I don't think it saves the game that frequently. I've been very concerned about it because... from what I could tell, it only saved the game at the very, very beginning after like a tutorial bit. And then the entire first chapter, it didn't save until I completed it. And if it does, if every chapter has to be completed in full, if they're not half an hour or shorter per chapter, that is going to be a big problem. I do not like that. Even if it is roughly a half hour per chapter and that's the way the save system is set up, I do not like that. So I just wish every game would just let you save whenever you wanted and let you save in addition to auto-saving and crap like that, because you know what? Sometimes you just have to stop playing a game because of this reason or that reason and you just want to save and leave and not lose a bunch of progress. But not every game lets you do that. So I don't like that. But hoping that one gets better. So yeah, that's all I've really played of note. I will also just say that Gems of War on Xbox One recently got an update. I think it was yesterday. And they really, really changed the UI. And I do not like it. And it doesn't seem like a lot of people like it. I'm not sure if there's enough distaste and dissatisfaction with it. A lot of vocal distaste for it, that it might be reverted back to the way it was. Probably not, but it would be nice if they at least gave us the option. It looked like they tried to modernize it and clean it up and make it look a little bit fancy or I don't know what, but now it's sometimes hard to actually see what is going on. and just the health is there now, and just it's not pretty. But yeah, that will do it for today's episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Mark Jenez. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, Monomalist, Steam, and all the usual places at PX Sausage. On PSN, I am the Kush3. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast, Pixelated Radio, and the Pixelated Paranormal Podcast, as well as the art I do, which if you'd like to see all in one place, you can go over to pxsart.com and check it out all over there, as well as links to where you can purchase prints of the pieces you like. And if you'd like to support the site in general and everything we do, go over to patreon.com/pxs and support us that way. Thank you, Russell, for the wonderful content you provided for this episode. Though I don't know if listeners will find all of that as amusing as I did. But I sure ended up getting a kick out of it as I started reading more of Russell's crap. Anywho, have a wonderful midweek, everyone, and a wonderful rest of your week. I have a dentist appointment tomorrow, so that's going to be fan-freaking-tastic. You know what I'm getting done? Another crown! Because I just need to add to the royal family in my mouth. You know how many crowns I have in my mouth? I don't know either. That's how many. It's ridiculous. I feel like at this point they just like adding crowns for the hell of it. Because this is like an old filling that like a bit of it came off and they're like, you know what? Instead of just refilling it, why don't we just destroy that tooth and put a crown on it? You know, so they should just take the song by Beyonce, put a ring on it. That's her song, right? She sings it or something, I think. And they should just change the words to put a crown on it for me. Because that's what they do. The dentist just wants to put crowns on every one of my damn tooths. Or what's left of the tooth after they demolish it so they can put the crown on it. And then I can't chew any gum on that side of the mouth for 2 weeks or whatever. I need to find a dentist because I know they exist that do the crown in the same day. That sounds like heaven. Having to wait 2+ weeks with a fake piece of crap that I can't chew anything chewy on. Blech, it's the worst. I hate dentists. They're so awful. Thank God they'll never listen to this. I mean, they're fine people. It's just a horrible profession. I can never do it. Oh my God, what is wrong with them? I could also never, ever date a dentist. Not that I'm ever going to date anyone ever again, because it's just a nightmare. But my God, I would never want to show them my teeth. I'd be so scared of what they'd have to say. But at least I'd save a shitload of money, because that's a pretty penny. And now I just realize I've gone on to like a 2-3 minute tangent about dentist again. You know the original title of Dennis the Menace? It wasn't Dennis the Menace. It was Dentist the Menace. And it was about a dentist. It was about all of them and how they're just a menace to society. Because they are. But okay. Bye. Bye.